This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Less than a third of Colorado children are proficient in math, according to new test data released Monday. Reading scores aren't much better. Only 34% of eighth graders met the proficiency benchmark. Educators say the drop in scores reflect the pandemic's long-term impact on kids. Colorado also saw a massive performance gap between lower-income students and their peers. Just 19% of students eligible for free and reduced-price lunch scored proficient or above in fourth-grade reading. A larger breakdown of the National Assessment of Education Progress is online at cpr.org. The Western Slope is getting its first ever diaper bank. The Food Bank of the Rockies and We Cycle have teamed up to address the high demand for diapers in the region. Most requests come from the Roaring Fork Valley. A spokeswoman for We Cycle says the food bank previously purchased supplies through grants, but it wasn't enough to meet the need. Diapers and baby wipes will be distributed through mobile food bank pantries. Thornton is presenting its sixth annual Dia de los Muertos cultural celebration. CPR's Eden Lane has details.
The Thornton Arts, Sciences, and Humanities Council, the Mexican Cultural Center, local artists, and small businesses are partnering for community celebration of Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. The family-friendly event remembers and honors deceased loved ones. The event will take place at the city's McAllister Park Center and includes face painting, live music, food vendors, an art market, and an ancestor altar with offerings called ofrendas. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. Maybe I'll make an ofrenda of my own this year for my loved ones who have crossed over. Thank you for joining us. It is 2:06.